Family First Church of Chief?
Is this Family First?
Yes.
Oh, and you just got finished talking to me, Gwendolyn Hill.
I'm sorry? Oh, it's Gwendolyn you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for calling back. Yes. So I was talking to you about the onboarding requirements that I sent you in a text message.
Yes, I received them.
You received it. Okay, great. So let me go over with you so you know what you need to do. So first I sent you, there are four links that you need to complete. It's very easy. You just click on the link, fill it out, and it comes straight to us once you submit it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll also need some IDs for you. Which form of ID do you have? You have a passport, you have a picture ID, social?
I have a driver's license ID.
Okay. That's perfect. Do you also have your social security card?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll need a picture of both of these, your driver's license and your social security card.
Okay.
Okay, so you can just take a picture of it and send it to my text.
Okay.
Okay, now another thing that we'll need is we'll need a TB test that was done within the last year. Did you have one done recently or not?
No, I haven't had one done. I believe she did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you'd like, we can help you schedule one.
Okay.
And we can cover the cost as well. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to have, once we finish speaking, I can transfer you over to Monica. Monica does HR, and she can schedule the test for you.
Right. Okay. Could I ask you a question? Am
sure.
I supposed to contact her other coordinator?
So you can let the insurance know, the insurance company, and they're
yes,
going to let...
the coordinator.
That coordinator. Yes. So you can let her know so that she knows that you're looking to switch.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell her if you'd like a date when you think you'll be all set and when you want her to, you know, do the change.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for the last thing that we'll need proof that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So, you know, the easiest proof usually is if your ID was issued 2 years ago or more. Is that the case? Do you know when it was issued, your driver's license?
Well, about 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
2-3 years ago. So that's perfect. As long as it's more than 2 years, at least 2 years. So then that could be accepted if it's 2 years or more. You know, otherwise
okay.
we would be able to take anything like a letter, a bill, anything like that. Yeah, but if your ID is dated for 2 years back, then that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so that's about it that we need for the paperwork. Okay, any questions?
I think about the paperwork. So I would go to the onboard requirement links, which is...
Yes, I sent you the requirements links.
Okay, and the competency, the test, and the direct deposit. Okay.
And then the second part is the I-9-0-W-4 link. Right, you see that as well?
Say that again.
You see then the fourth link, the I-9-W-4 link?
No, I didn't see that. Was it?
You got two parts of the message that I sent you, or just one part?
Two parts.
Oh, you got two parts. Okay, yeah, so it's there. Yeah, so you work on that as soon as you have a chance, and let me see if Monica is available to help you schedule the TV.
Okay, all right.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so Monica's not available right now. I will have her call you back to schedule the TV.
Okay? Okay, that'll be great.
Okay, amazing. So any questions you have, just call me back at this number, okay?
All righty, I will.
Amazing. We'll be in touch then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.